You know, Benji's going to get groomed here in about an hour.
I know. Don't you always feel bad, though? Because he has no idea what's about to happen. And some dogs might enjoy a nice little bath and scrub-a-dub-dub. Not this guy.
No, but he's going to look adorable. Because he gets his hair gets really long on his feet. Then he starts to lick a lot. Uh-huh. And so he's going to look real cute here in about an hour.
Aww.
So I feel happy for him. And then this is... It's so funny because when we first decided we were going to move to Florida, I remember counting down the days going, it's going to be, at one point it was like 101 yeah. days, but then we didn't make it official till we found the house that we were going to rent for a couple months, and then we started getting the movers. So that's when it became real. But in our mind back in, I think, June, we were like, it's time to go, but are we going to do it? What are we going to do? And then once we ended up renting the house and we had 48 hours to cancel.
Yes.
So within that 48-hour period, we had to basically remake our decision and go, are we sure? Because then our money is gone and we're not going to do that. So we finally made the decision. Then there was about 59 days we started. So we've been looking every day. We're like 59 days. And now we're under 3 weeks. And it is happening so fast. But we're almost done with everything.
Yeah.
The one thing we do have to do today, though, is order some boxes from Amazon.
Because we gotta start packing.
Yeah.
Well, it's crazy because I feel like August was the fastest month.
There was no August this year.
No,
it was skipped, actually. Did you know that?
I didn't.
Yeah, they
Tell
skipped
me
it.
More.
Yeah, just everything going on in the world. They said, we're just going to get rid of August this year. So there wasn't
Let's go
one.
To pumpkin spice lattes.
Yeah.
Let's give the people what they want.
So I did miss August. It felt like it didn't even exist. But
yeah, and what about my mom and my sister's birthdays in August?
They got to stay the same age. So, but yeah, it went by so fast. Now we're here. But I really want to focus because we have movers coming.
Yes.
And we looked at all the options. We covered this in a past podcast before, so I don't want to dig into that again. But I'm very excited we went with having movers because there was a time that you and I were going to get one of those pods because it was going to save $2,000, which is a significant amount of money.
Sure.
But just the thought of bending and cracking your back and having to ask a favor, I refuse to ask any friends for favors of moving. It's the worst favor other than the airport drive.
Oh, my gosh.
So I didn't want to do that. You and I aren't going to be able to carry all this heavy stuff.
Mm-mm.
And at the end of the day, I'm like, let's have them wrap it. Let's have them do it. But they kind of gave us this window of a five-hour gap where they're going to come on the 28th of September between 9 and 1 a.m., and it's going to take anywhere from 3 to 5 hours. So our fear is when we started our road trip, if they happened to come at 1 and it happened to take till 5 hours, that would be 6 p.m. Then we would have to drive all the way to either Scottsdale or Tucson, wherever we decided to stop.
Yeah.
And we wouldn't get there till 2 in the morning. That's miserable. So we decided, why don't we just go like 2 hours out so that if they do happen to be done at 6, we can make our first drive after this tedious day. Just 2.5 hours. So we're going to stay in Palm Springs, our very first stop. But I'm hoping they come at 9. I'm hoping they get done in 3 hours, and we can facilitate that by putting all of our stuff in boxes, taping them up well, wrapping everything. So all they have to do is move the boxes and the heavy stuff, but the curtains will be down. The paintings will be down. Mm-hmm. All the knickknacks, all the dishes, like everything I want cleaned out. So we got to order all that stuff from Amazon and pack efficiently.
AP. Well, it's kind of crazy because I feel like we're both pretty type A personalities, maybe myself a little bit more in the sense of when big situations arise, I have to be really specific with everything and be in control and be like, we got to get this, we got to do this. Maybe it's my anxiety too, but I'm just like literally was thinking last night, we need to get boxes because I need to start packing because I'll feel so much better throughout this process. Mm-hmm. Of knowing, oh, hey, everything's packed. We just have our clothes and our suitcases that we'll bring with us in the car. But it's kind of a big deal. We're packing everything and we're going cross country. And that's,
yeah,
it's like a lot. It's not like down the street. Like, it's just so many big life changes. And
well, that's why we're almost preparing for a marathon.
Yeah.
You know, and you have to take preparations. You have to make sure your shoes are broken in. You have to be stretching. You have to be in condition. Because
hydrated.
So that's why we're in this really tough spot right now in a pickle where I just feel that we're in this transitional period, this celebratory period where I want to eat bad food and drink, but I also want to be extremely healthy
Yeah.
and not do that so that I feel really good, that I sleep well, that I feel like thin, I don't feel bloated. I just want to feel like I'm trained for this 39-hour drive over a week period.
Yeah.
And so we've decided let's just really work out, let's stretch, let's drink a lot of water, let's get some ground turkey, like let's really get in shape.
Let's get some ground turkey. That's all we're eating every meal.
I mean, that's what we kind of do. Mix it up with some salsa, gives it some flavor.
Some fish, some salmon, some shrimp.
Well, we don't have a grill, even though we can bake it in the oven. I can't wait to have our grill,
that's
so that'll
be
good.
Nice.
But but making that drive, and then we also, this is one of the perks of building a social media following and building a presence and a brand, is that hotels are the easiest, not easiest, but when it comes to getting a brand deal or getting something for free, because the value's so grand.
Sure.
You know, when you're a
I wouldn't say it's the easiest thing to do, but it makes more sense to be able to pitch yourself a product in exchange for, you know, a deliverable, essentially.
Staying at the hotel for free doesn't cost them anything,
right,
except the actual, unless they were booked. If they were booked, then they're giving up someone paying. But during this time, the hotels aren't booked. And it's such a high value that we reached for the highest and most elite hotels, because if we're going to go in there and take video, take pictures, and do the work after driving, I don't just want it to be a DoubleTree where
right.
we save $96. It's like,
right.
I wanted to reach for the stars. So we reached out to the nicest hotels in America.
And we landed on the stars.
And we landed we landed 4 out of 6.
That's
so,
true. So maybe we did land on the moon from... What's that saying? Shoot for the stars, land on the moon. Is that how it goes?
I don't know where we're landing, but we're landing in 6. Look, I know the saying. But at the end of the day, there were 6 hotels we're staying at. We got 4 yeses.
Yes.
And the other 2 we did not get, but we were very grateful that we're partnering with 4 hotels. So we're getting a free stay in these luxury hotels. And so we're going to do some photos. We're going to... do some shout outs to them and really,
yeah,
because they're hooking us up. And after this long drive, we're going to break it into 6-7 hours each day. And we want to bring our audience on the journey. So having like a really luxury hotel to lay your head down, because we've stayed in all different kinds of hotels, and some of the mm-hmm. cheaper hotels, even the walls are super thin. You get woken up. Like if you stay at a luxury hotel, it's comfortable. They go the extra mile, and that's why it's a 4 or 5-star hotel.
Yeah.
And we just wanted to, yet again, feel in shape. We wanted to get a good night's sleep because we want to really create a really fun vlog of traveling, and it's going to be tedious and tiring. So, we had some good news there, but I'm really excited that we're just going to hit 6 different cities, and we're going to explore and just order some good food. New Orleans, I can't wait to try some of their food. We've never eaten there.
No. And I think, too, we have this big feat ahead of us. You know, a big adventure awaits, and it's really important now, the 3 weeks leading up to it, to build momentum in the right way of feeling really rested, being able to take this on, because we're going to be in different cities every single night. Like, that's... And then driving and then traveling.
Yeah.
It's, think about even when we just did a 7-hour road trip from like Jersey to Ohio. You're exhausted.
Yeah.
So it's really important to prep ourselves, which we are. We're going to have tons of ground turkey beforehand.
Tons of ground turkey. We're going to pack a cooler. What are you researching? Are you really going to attempt as this classy, feminine woman?
Oh, no.
Are you going to get a... What do you call them? Porta potty car road trip?
My mom told me about this product, and I cannot remember the exact name. But basically, our whole issue here is that we don't want to stop in all of these stops with, you know, this pandemic happening around us. We want to be really safe. I mean, I even bought us those visors today. We're going to walk into all these hotels and be
They're
like, hey, we're from California.
We can tell.
Right. No.
I want to wear a mask and the visor
to
be safe. Well, and I think if we ever have to go to, because we don't know, like on the trip, what these different cities are experiencing, and if it has a lot of heavy foot traffic of people traveling and seeing, if we have to stop at a restroom, it probably will be wise to put on like an extra mask and a one of those things. Because if you're going to go to some gas station or something, it might be gross.
Sick.
Yeah, so we're going the extra mile, but we're going to see about the whole bathroom thing.
So anywho, yes, there's something that you can get. Let's call it a on-the-go porta potty. and you would have to stop the car to use it, but I would feel more comfortable probably using something like that. Yeah. And then having a ton of hand sanitizer, because I also have a really tiny bladder.
This will make the vlog.
Oh man, wish us luck. I don't know. We'll see as we go.
Yeah. So yeah, we'll continue to keep you up to date with everything. But you know, last week I really feel like we've been prepping and I know we've been on a rant here before we even start. But
oh shoot,
the
get into it.
Well, the whole title of this video is about our schedule, and that's what I want to get into. But I just knew, and Chandler handled it like a champ because he was traveling the whole time. But I knew when our last episode was going to air that week was going to be a lot of interviews and a lot of attention and a lot to focus on. So we were kind of planning into what we want as a schedule for the podcast. And that's what we're going to go over today. We want to go over the new schedule. We have some really cool announcements with the schedule that are going to be fascinating.
Mm-hmm.
And we've been listening to all of you. That's the most beautiful thing about this. There is no boardroom where me and Alyssa have to go and say, well, what does everyone think? And everyone votes. We just go right to the audience and we see what you like and what works. And we can make content for you to all be happy and enjoy it. And then we have four names for the script giveaway in the schedule. So there are four winners I have written down. And we also have some producers that we want to shoot out. I'll have you attempt everyone's name. And is there one more thing I wanted to pre-touch on real quick? I don't think so. So let's hop into it. Oh, so that was the whole reason that we... never mind. Okay.
Never mind.
I want to get into it.
Let's welcome everyone.
Welcome. About 12 minutes in. Welcome, everyone, to the Freddie and Alyssa Show. If you're new to the channel, please subscribe, like, comment, all that fun YouTube stuff. If you're watching on Facebook, be sure to like and follow the page. If you're listening on iTunes and you want to give a 5-star review, that would be amazing. We love you all. Thank you for checking us out on YouTube, Facebook, and iTunes. We're really growing the podcast in many different platforms so it can come to you in the platform that you love most. But yeah, we've been putting up videos now for a little over 2 years, and we have a schedule change with the podcast coming up. But before I get into that, I want to give a shout out to our brand new members, our brand new producers. And we've got a handful there, so good luck.
Me too.
And then I'm going to take your name off the title if you misspell one name or misspeak one name.
Oh no. Well, honestly, doing this whole shouting out the producers, I'm really feeling for teachers who had to do roll call growing up, because it's kind of intimidating. I don't want to mess anyone's name.
Well, the teachers, though, get a chance to go, how do you say it? Great.
True.
We're not doing the same names every single week where we would get good at it. So
this is true.
Our job is harder than teaching children.
All right, let's get into it. To our brand new producers, welcome, welcome, welcome to the community. Miss Julie Alberts. I got that one. Michelle Montalbano Pudelec. Mr. Rod Sales, Kevin Brito, Angela Ramsey, J. Grady Lacey, Jim Johnson, Vanessa Musgrove, and Barbara.
Oh, Barbara. Hey, Barbara, welcome to the community. It looks like your parents did a little twist on Barbara.
No, it's Barbara Washer.
Barbara Washer, welcome.
Welcome to the family, and we love you guys, and we're so excited to have you here. We have a lot of fun in our community, so.
Yes, we do. Well, thanks, babe, for rocking all that out. Before I get to the giveaway, I'm gonna do you like that on this episode, just because I want to focus on the schedule first. Then we'll do the who the winners were. So when it comes to the schedule, when we started this podcast a couple years ago, we kind of had this as a part-time hobby.
Mm-hmm.
Because we had a lot of other responsibilities that needed to take priority. So it was kind of hard to create a schedule and guarantee it when I never knew what my day's schedule was going to be. I never knew what everything else we were doing. It was kind of hard to stick to a schedule. We're like, let's just put them out when we can as a fun hobby and people can watch along. But we have found when you do have a schedule, it's easier for everybody. I know I always look for people and I go, oh my gosh, their thing's going to come out at noon.
Who told you this years ago?
You told me years ago, but we weren't ready. We needed the foundation. And during this time, ever since like February and March and during the lockdown, we have had time to kind of critique all this and figure out what works best. And then some things happen by accident. But we want to let everybody know so that they can stick to the schedule. So the new schedule is going to be the Fred and Alyssa show is going to come out every Wednesday at 3 p.m. Eastern or noon Pacific, and every Friday, 3 p.m. Eastern or noon Pacific. So every Wednesday, every Friday, 3 Eastern, easy peasy. Also, if you're on YouTube, there's a notification bell that you can turn on notifications. So anytime we do put it up, you'll get a push notification on from your YouTube app on your phone that will let you know, because subscribing will put us in the sphere of you, but it doesn't always guarantee it. But the bell, I think, will guarantee that you'll get a notification. So that's going to be Wednesday and Friday.
And the same with iTunes as well. If you subscribe, it will pop up the second it's up.
Yes, so that you'll know and you're like, oh, and then Facebook, I'm unaware of what that does.
I don't think they have that feature yet.
I think you can do notifications. Maybe. We'll look into that. But Facebook kind of came out of the blue to us. And I'm going to get into that in a second, because here's one of the big announcements. We're also going to add a bonus podcast. So now that we're shifting our focus to 100%, this podcast is our number one priority. We now feel confident that we can produce 3 podcasts a week for all of you. We can cover so many more topics, because there's times that you and I can go for a long time. We want to catch people up, or if we wait too long, then the stuff we want to talk about over the weekend kind of gets stale to us, or I wish we would have talked about it then. So we're very, very pumped that we're going to add an additional podcast on Mondays. But it's going to be a twist on it. So it's going to be the Fred and Alyssa Show Fueled Up Edition. And it's going to be, we've had coffee and we've had drinks on the podcast maybe 6 times. And every time the audience, this is why we take your notes, just seem to love this extra hyperness or this goofiness. And it's going to be a little bit different. So we're adding another podcast every Monday at 3 p.m. Eastern as well. But the only catch is that this is a bonus podcast for our members only group, who we call producers. But the bonus aspect of it is going to be the video. So you're still going to get, if you're not a member or you don't want to join as a member, you're still going to get the audio of it on Monday. You'll get a little bit of video, and then I'm going to show you right here in the edit. This is what you'll see on Monday's video. So let me put this up here. So this is what it will look like. So you'll be able to still watch a little bit of the beginning, and then this will be here if you just want to listen to it. But it's a members-only perk to be able to see the Fueled Up episode, the full entire video. And that is going to be every Monday at 3 p.m. Eastern Time, the first 3 Mondays. And then the last Fueled Up of the month is going to be on a Sunday, and it's live. So as part of a member who's joined as a producer, we call our members producers because we're using that funding to be able to spend for advertising to help build the channel. So instead of just asking for a big lump sum like a Kickstarter and say, hey, can we raise 10 grand or something to like help with equipment and all this stuff, contributing $10 a month to become a member on YouTube or Facebook, it's just basically chipping away every month that we go, oh, we have some extra money here that we can put back into this podcast and bring you more. So we want to go above and beyond for our members and for our producers so that we can really make that experience great and really make it worth your additional contribution. And I want to clear this up as well. The Facebook fan subscription and the YouTube join members only group is identical. So if you're a audience member and supporter who wants to help and wants to get access to all this extra stuff, YouTube and Facebook is exactly the same. So don't think that you're paying 10 bucks here and 10 bucks here. I don't want you to pay double thinking you're going to get extra. It's identical. It just allows us to allow all of you, if you love Facebook, you can do it on Facebook if you're more native there. Or if you're more native to YouTube, you can do it there. It's identical. Same videos are going to go up. The same live stream is going to happen there. So it's identical. I mean, if you want to support twice, we're not going to tell you no. But that's this whole entire mission, is that we see that fan subscriptions, Patreon is shooting through the roof. The YouTube members only, the Facebook fan subscriptions, and people are getting used to these apps and these add-ons. So just like we pay for Hulu, just like we pay for Disney Plus, just like we pay for Netflix, just like you pay for Amazon, like there's all these different apps, and that's what they're doing for content creators. So instead of Alyssa and I seeking out these big investors who are going to take a chunk of our podcast and then dictate who we have on and what happens and lose control, why not just go to the audience and instead of doing this big one time like, hey, everyone, we're raising 10 grand, why not do it in small increments where we know every month that we get a little extra cash from all the audience who loves us for us to produce even better content, get better equipment, do more vlogs. It's going to expand our podcast in so many ways. We've been using, there's been producers now for 3 or 4 months, and we've been using those funds to run advertising. And many of you probably learned about the Fran and Lissa Show because of that advertising on Facebook. Mm-hmm. We're able to share the show because I know when people see the show, a lot of people are sticking around. They like what we're doing, but there's probably 100,000 people out there that would love to know about this show, but don't. And it costs a little cash money to get this to them unless you have a video go viral. But that's what we're working on as well. But that's not guaranteed. Strict advertising works, and that's what we want to use and we want to keep growing. So I wanted to explain that. But yeah, on Mondays is going to be fueled up. So the first 3 Mondays of the month is going to be fueled up. And then the last Sunday, so not the Monday, but the last Sunday is live. So you're going to see the fueled up episode live. We've been doing lives. And the important thing about the lives in the members only group is that especially now as we're growing, we're getting to everyone's questions. I love that the whole entire episode is going to be based on your questions. So whatever you ask, we're talking about, and it's live. So there is no filtering. It's whatever you ask, we're answering, and we're doing it. We would make it simple. It's killing me on my analytical part that we're not just doing all Mondays, all Wednesdays, all Fridays, but the live can't be Monday night. People are busy. It has to be Sunday. Sure. So fueled up is Monday, 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 and then the last of the week is Sunday, and it's live. So all of that is in the members only. If you choose not to go that route and want to subscribe and enjoy the show for free, you still can. It'll be audio on Monday, but everything is the same for Wednesday, Friday.
Yep.
So Wednesday, Friday is just what you've all fell in love with, but there are different perks of becoming a member, and that's what we're eventually going to continue to build and build and build and continue to give more and more value because you're giving that little hard-earned cash money, and we appreciate that very much. So if you have any questions, please comment below. But did I do a good job explaining that? Does that make sense?
I think you crushed it. And just to reiterate, we are doing the Freddie and Alyssa Show Fueled Up Edition for producers and members only. That'll be 3 Mondays out of the month. And then the fourth one will be live on Sunday where we get to connect with you guys. And we thought Fueled Up was fun because every time, like you mentioned, we're having some sort of drink, coffee, alcoholic beverage, you just never know what's going to happen here. We get a little goofy, a little fun, and you guys have freaking loved it. So we've been having so much fun and thought that would be a really cool thing to be able to do with our community.
Yeah, absolutely. And this way you'll know too that every Monday, Wednesday, Friday at 3 p.m. Eastern, you know that you can count on Freddie and Alyssa to be there for you. And then the last announcement.
Look who's liking the schedule.
Oh, I love the schedule. I don't know what we were going to do without it. And then the last announcement we have is we have also listened and we are going to extend the Friday Days of Our Lives chat moving forward. So there was a time that we were like, you know what, let's just wrap the last 16 weeks of Sunny. Let's talk about it. Let's make sure we answer questions. I want everyone to know what's going on. I had so much fun doing it. And now that Sunny's done, I was like, well, the Friday Days chat is going to go away, but it's such a fan favorite. People love the Days of Our Lives chat on Friday. And then kind of by accident, we ended up recapping some old episodes last Friday. At the wedding, yelling at Robert and his character and like the crying and the flashback. And we had great comments on that. People were like, oh my gosh, I wish you would have been doing this throughout the entire years of this. So we took that into consideration. We said, you know what? I have shot 850 episodes.
That's crazy.
And we're not going to recap all of them because some of the episodes are boring. Not boring, but you know what I mean? There's not... You know, me delivering the baby in the shed is going to be more interesting to hear about than me just
like the having iconic moments. You
the
know?
Iconic moments. So we're going to look through all of my episodes and I'm going to pick out some of my favorites. I want to hear from the fans. Ooh. What episodes do you want me to recap? And this way on Fridays, we will continue the Days of Our Lives chat. We're going to pay attention to what's going on in the show. We're not going to recap really much current stuff, but there's any big news. Like when Christian left, like something like that, we're still going to touch on. Or if we hear something about Days, we'll keep it Days-centric. If we have on past Days castmates or current Days castmates as interviews, they will be on Fridays.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to make the Friday a Days of Our Lives chat in some capacity. I'll be doing one of Sunny's epic like milestone episodes, maybe the wedding we can do. We'll of course do the wedding. The first, like all these different things would be Friday, or it'll be interviewing Day's cast members. So you can all stay caught up, because I know there's a lot of people that you've wanted us to have on that we haven't yet. So all of that's going to be Friday. So you can also know that that is going to be a constant for the time being. I don't know. We might do that forever. We might do it for 3 months, a year. I don't know, but we want to extend it because we've heard all of you. We see the comments and we see that it's such a fan favorite. So I don't want to just like turn our back on that Friday episode.
No.
And for us, it brings me down memory lane. And there's no way I could have came up with telling all of you about the flashbacks or the cues from the stage managers. Like all that stuff comes out during the conversation. Yeah. And so we wanted to announce that as well. So the last thing to wrap this up before I talk about who won the scripts is all of this is going to start next week. So September 14th will be the first Fueled Up episode. Then we'll have our Wednesday episode, and then we'll have our Friday Days recap. But this week, you're watching this Wednesday, this upcoming Friday, because we need time to organize for the Days recap or the Days chat. We're going to play, this is another fan favorite, the Hot Ones Truth or Dab game. So we ordered this. If you've been a fan of our podcast for a couple years, Hot Ones is a show on YouTube where Sean Evans basically interviews celebrities, athletes, and he puts out 10 hot wings, starting from not very hot to extremely hot, and asks them questions per wing, and they just like basically cry and wince, and it's really entertaining. Or they're real tough, and you're like, wow, they have heat tolerance. We've done that twice on this podcast, and they just came out with a game, Truth or Dab, where Alyssa and I are going to play this game on Friday. They've got the hottest hot sauce in there. And if you don't answer truthfully, you have to take a dab of the hot sauce. And this game would not be fun between me and Alyssa because we would tell the truth to each other. But because we're recording it, it's going to add the pressure of like, what do we want to put out publicly? Share. So we might be dabbing a lot, but that's going to be Friday's episode. And then the new Freddie and Alyssa, like 3.0 version of Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 3 p.m. Eastern is starting the week of September 14th. So if you want to give it a try, become a member, check out some of the videos. We also have, you know, like behind the scenes videos. We've got my reel up there. We've got our Becoming Mr. and Mrs. Smith reality show trailer in there. So if you want to become a member so you can get on this first Fueled Up episode on September 14th, go check it out. You can click the join button on YouTube or the support now on Facebook, and you can go and get ready for this Fueled Up episode that's going to be on the 14th. And our very first live, now with this new edition of it, is going to be the day before we leave. So we're going to show you our apartment. We're going to go live. We're going to take questions. So now's a really great time. And I want to thank all the supporters who bet on us early when we were figuring this whole thing out and has really helped contribute to the show. So thank you to all the new people. Thank you for everyone who has subscribed and supported the show and who likes the things and leaves comments. We thank you so much. And this is a great segue that leads me into giving out these scripts. This was torture in the best way. We had, between Facebook and YouTube, about 1,200 comments. So I sat there and my heart was full of love. I was just so happy that everyone was so supportive, and it killed me that I could only pick 4 people.
I know.
I was like, ugh, only 4 people, but I have 3 scripts and 1 schedule. So I went through YouTube and Facebook comments, and I am going to announce the winners. Now, if you hear your name, hit me up on Instagram. Hit me up in the direct message. This way, if you're going to give your address, I feel way more comfortable if you're giving it to me on Instagram because I have the blue check mark. You know it's me. I don't want you to give your address out to just strangers or in the comment section. If you don't have Instagram and I don't hear from you in the next few days or a week, I will seek you out and find you on YouTube and comment to you on YouTube, or we'll find a way. But I'd really like to go through my Twitter DM or my Instagram DM because it's secure. So here are the winners. The first winner of a script signed by yours truly is Vicky.
Every Vicky out there is like,
Pechakek.
Vicky Pechakek.
I probably messed your last name up, Vicky, and I've said your name before and messed it up, but it's Pechakek. I hope I got that right. Vicky Pechakek. She's like, I don't care. I won the script.
Yay!
Another winner of the script is Jimmy Holland. Jimmy Holland.
Woo!
The final winner of the script is Diane Fleming Richardson. You want a script? And then the schedule, the signed schedule, is going to Natalie Abreu, or Abreu.
Yay!
So Vicky, Jimmy, Natalie, and Diane, congratulations. To every single person who commented, thank you. Mm-hmm. I appreciate you so much. I appreciate the love and support and the journey that you have gone on with us. And during this transition, having this much love and this much support. And I got to tell you, thank you from the bottom of my heart. Some of the most kind messages, of course, are the ones where Sunny has impacted your life or your son or daughter's life in some positive way. And that, to me, when I first started on the show, which I've said before, I wasn't aware it was going to happen. I always hoped it would. And then sure. I seen it play out in real time, and it has touched my heart. And this other part that's happening, which is meaning the world to me, and I'm going to try to explain this. You and I have talked about this before. People fell in love with Sunny, and it was Sunny, 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 Sunny. And it meant the world to me. When I'm out and I hear someone say, Sunny, I'll always be Sunny.
Yeah.
But what has happened now because of our social media and our podcast is that not only are people falling in love with Sunny, but they have fallen in love with you and I as people. Hmm. And they've become fans of our podcast, of our so Instagrams. Sweet. And I've heard so many comments that they were like, I love you as Sunny. And like so many people yeah. have fallen in love. And it's a different feeling.
Because well, what we've a compliment never as a human to go, hey, I sit and I watch your in-depth conversations and I really appreciate what you do. That's such a different feeling. Not to say that, hey, I love your acting. I mean, you have a talent and a skill and that's wonderful in its own, but just different, you know?
Yeah, because you're being praised for a talent and a fake character in one regard, and then the other sure. one, people are appreciating you as a human being. Hmm. So they're actually almost giving you a thumbs up to you as a person.
Love that.
Because a lot of people can get a thumbs up as an actor or a favorite character. And then they always say, don't meet your heroes. Don't meet your role models, because sometimes it'll ruin that belief. So it was just kind of, we work very hard to be authentic and genuine. And I'm just so happy that it all come together where people fell in love with the character and with us in person. It gives me goosebumps. Aww. That people are looking forward. They're wishing us well. They're wishing us safety. People are excited about our move. And having that behind us during this change of our life
yeah.
means the absolute world, because it's going to be a big change. We haven't made this big of a change since 2006 when we moved out here. So we're doing this big move again. It's going to be a new chapter.
And the love just and really makes it yeah. all so much better. It really helps. So thank you guys. Yeah. Honestly, it's just makes my heart so full.
It is. And then your stomach's going to be full of hot wings on Friday.
Okay. I do not know how I get roped into this time and time again. The last time we did it, I go, that's it. I'm never playing this game again because it is hot. And you know, my palate does not go well with hot sauce.
I know.
And now we're playing this game Friday.
We are.
Don't miss it.
It's going to be fun. It's going to be fun. And you're not going to get out of it either. I'm going to put the sauce on all the wings so that you can't. Just as I told people we're going to be eating healthy, we're eating wings.
Ground turkey.
Ground turkey.
Let's play with ground
turkey. Yeah, we'll make little ground turkey nuggets.
No.
Yeah, we can. But we're going to hop off because we have to go drop Benji off at mobile groomer.
I know.
I just want to say thank you, everyone. I want to say we love you. And we're really looking forward to this new schedule. It's yes. going to keep us accountable in the sense of, look, we made a promise to our audience. We're coming to you 3 times a week, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 3 p.m. Eastern.
Dang straight!
It's what?
I said dang straight.
Dang straight. There's a new t-shirt.
Keep it G-rated.
Oh, yeah, gotcha.
Dang straight.
Dang straight. So we're very excited. Thank you for all your love and support. Get ready for the Fred and Alyssa Show 3.0. And we're even going to work on in the next few months of adding in an extra vlog, but we got to make sure we get our bearings first.
Let's start with
this.
This
is all
episodes.
We can do, but we just want to really be a source of entertainment, inspiration, education for you a few times a week.
That's
and
right.
So we're really looking forward to that. So thank you all. Congratulations to the winners. And we'll see you on Friday.
See you on Friday.